Health disparities across races and ethnic backgrounds in Delaware remain a persistent problem, especially when it comes to people who live with chronic conditions. WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez has more on efforts to combat those differences.
Diabetes has been on a steady rise in Delaware with an increase in prevalence from 8% to 13% between 2003 and 2019. According to the Division of Public Health, Black Delawareans have a higher rate than white residents, resulting in a higher mortality rate for Black residents. The Division of Public Health's Wendy Warner expressed concern about the steadily rising rate of diabetes among all communities of color. She says social determinants of health are largely to blame.
It's much greater than a genetic. There's a connection between family history and diabetes. But when we look at, you know, the access to health care and the access to healthy, fresh foods, we really need to look at some of the upstream possibilities for addressing these social determinants of health.
Wilmington resident George Morales Jr. says even though there are corner stores in the city, they do not provide enough fresh produce.
In Wilmington, there's definitely like pockets of like food deserts. I know this because I have to travel outside of Wilmington towards Concord Pike by the mall to get those nicer options, you know, to care about my health.
Ali Matusamega, a mother of three, believes that education is the key to better health, but money is often a factor keeping some from getting a good education. She says, if you study in a school that is not as good, you will not have a good job. And if you don't have a good paying job, you cannot have the money to pay for a better quality of health. State health officials say among the many demands competing for attention in life, your health should be a priority. They urge residents to take advantage of services offered by the Division of Public Health to stay right on track. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.